While a famous quote suggests, "Nothing can be said to be certain, except death and taxes," in North Simcoe it could be rewritten as, "Death and taxes and complaints about winter." And while the quote has been attributed to both Mark Twain and Benjamin Franklin, some Midland residents aren't happy with the third part of the equation and the effect it's had on what they believe to be lackluster snow-clearing efforts by the town. Residents have sent in multiple complaints to Midland Today, and dozens regularly pour out their frustrations on social media regarding the state of both roads and sidewalks located throughout the municipality. "I have lived in Midland for over 30 years and I have never seen the road maintenance as bad as it is now," local resident Bob Quappis told Midland Today. "The sidewalk plow, when it comes around, does a terrible job leaving ruts and icy conditions. The roads are just as bad." Midland Today went looking for answers and received a response from Mitch Sobel, the town's executive director of infrastructure management and engineer. "With over 270 kilometers of roadway and 130 kilometers of sidewalks to maintain, Midland's relatively small crew and fleet operates as efficiently as possible to ensure roads are clear within 24 hours after a snowfall," Sobel says. "There may be a general perception that this winter is an exception given the amount of snowfall we have received. However, the reality is the previous two winters, 2022 and 2023, were the exception." Another Midland Today reader notes that as a regular walker, he was initially delighted when the town unveiled its new sidewalk blows, but has since been disappointed. "For whatever reason, these new machines are set up in such a way as to leave 6 to 8 inches of snow on the sidewalk, and then to grind it to a salty, slippery, semi-slush with multiple large heavy treaded tires," he says. "The result makes walking not only tiresome, but treacherous." Quappis, meanwhile, noted that after receiving a few centimeters of snow recently, the plow didn't bother moving the snow, but rather just sanded the road. That was followed by warmer weather and melting snow, which eventually froze when cold weather returned, causing ruts and making the streets more dangerous to drive on, according to Quappis. He added, "The height of snow at the intersections prevents clear sight at stop signs." But Sobel says the town has seen more snowfall in the short span between late 2024 and January than the previous two winters. Compounding that, snowfall has been consistent this year, with snow falling sometimes day after day. "This poses a challenge for town roads crews as their priority is snow plowing operations, which delays road cleanup operations, removal of snow from the downtown, parking lots, cul-de-sacs, and boulevards." According to Sobel, clearing is maintained to the minimum maintenance standards, a provincial regulation that dictates when municipalities must maintain the roads and how long after a snowfall has stopped that certain classifications of roads need to be plowed. Under the maintenance standards, priority roads are the main arterial routes through town, which include emergency routes and school zones, then collector roads, followed by local roads, subdivision streets. Sobel says, noting local roads are all plowed on a secondary priority basis depending on the nature of the road, the number of homes on the road, and the type of equipment required to plow it. For example, most cul-de-sacs are plowed by loaders, not plow trucks. Once a snowstorm has ended, it typically takes town crews 24 to 48 hours to complete the cleanup process, but if snowfall continues, that cleanup cannot start, Sobel says. For example, it is easier and faster for crews to maintain and clean up roads if we receive 30 centimeters of snow in one day versus 10 centimeters of snow each day over 3 days. Sobel says the latter part of this scenario is essentially what locals have been experiencing so far for this winter. During cleanup operations, the first priorities are the downtown areas, followed by removal of snow from parking lots, known sightline issues at intersections and boulevards with limited snow storage available, he says. Residents can also assist the operations team with the cleanup process by adhering to overnight parking restrictions and removing their vehicles from roads and parking lots so that crews can tidy up the roads and lots during the overnight hours. The town's current fleet includes 6 combination plow, sander, salter trucks, 1 dedicated sander, salter, 2 loaders that provide full-time snow removal, 1 loader that provides part-time snow removal, and 5 sidewalk plows. The town strives to keep a well-maintained and modern fleet, guided by a detailed asset management plan and a detailed 10-year capital plan for replacement of fleet, Sobel adds. Sobel says that every vehicle has telematics equipment installed on board, which controls and tracks the vehicle during operations, providing information on vehicle speed, sand, salt usage, plow usage and other information to enhance operational efficiency. The town is also in the process of investigating additional technologies that will take certain aspects of operation to the next level, he says. The town is proactive about providing information to the public about winter operations. According to Sobel, the winter maintenance page on the town's website includes helpful information on the town's snow removal responsibilities, a list of frequently asked questions, safety tips, and a downloadable winter maintenance fact sheet. Additionally, the town offers a Where's My Plow? Tracker on its website, with Sobel noting, this gives the public an opportunity to see where snow removal equipment has been over the last 24 hours. Sobel encourages residents with concerns regarding winter maintenance or safety concerns to contact the town's customer service team by email at service@midland.ca, by phone at 705-526-4275, or submit an online service request.